3:18 left in the third quarter. Second quarter. First free throw is good, so he gets a bonus. Cyrus Strickens, first points of the night. Has it down to just a two-possession ball game now, 22-16. Strickens, flowing blonde hair. Second free throw is no good. Hunter Keim brings it in. It looks like we have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Lakers. Nice hustle play by Hunter Keim. 3:16 left in the second quarter. 22-16. 1-for-2 on that free throw trip for Cyrus Strachan. By Mason Dubes. Gets it over to the right wing, or right block, excuse me, to Sheridan. And he tries to go to the basket, but he is fouled on his way. Looks like he's going to be on the floor, fouled by number 24, Chris Walker, his first, and Caro's fifth team foul. Andrew Siegfried inbounding, right side of the lane, feeds it into Sheridan, into double team. Sheridan gets blocked by Phillips, and the ball is still loose, and looks like it's into the hands of Andrew Siegfried. And we have a foul, as Siegfried was forced out of bounds by Cyrus Strachan. And that'll be Strachan's first personal foul, team sixth. Just when you think you're getting any sort of rhythm in this game for either team, something happens, John.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's a pleasure to watch Anthony Sheridan. He's got one speed, and that's fast. Everything he does, fast.
Hunter Keim with a short corner baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound brought in by Chris Walker, and here come the Caro Tigers. 12th rebound for Caro this evening. 16 points compared to Lakers 22. A collective 20 turnovers between the two teams. 2:35 left in the second quarter. Caro trying to feed it inside. And it goes straight through the hands of Chris Walker's hands. And this will be the 21st turnover for the two teams. And the 10th for Caro.
And that was unforced, though. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and feed the post, bounce pass.
I've heard that a few times from coaches. Sheridan on the right block goes up. King is short, gets his own rebound though. And it's stripped away into the hands of Caro. Taking their time, that would be number 24, Chris Walker. Over to Campbell, saunters across the timeline. 2:05 left in the second, 22-16, 6-point ball game. Cyrus Strachan kicks it into Graves in the corner for three, and he nails it. His fifth point of this quarter, six on the night, and it's a three-point ball game, 22-19, and Andrew Siegfried traveled with it. 12 turnovers for Lakers, gives the ball back to Caro. Tyler Foster checks in, replaces number 24, Chris Walker, and Caro, believe it or not, has a chance to tie the ball game here at 22 apiece with 1:55 left in the second. Campbell dribbling across to Foster. Foster on the right block goes up, a little too strong. Campbell can't bring it in with a two-hand slam, and here comes Lakers in transition. Sheridan goes up strong, and he's swatted away, and we have a technical foul.
That's going to be on Sheridan.
That's going against Sheridan. Sheridan couldn't believe there was no foul called when he went up. It was blocked.
It was a clean block.
It was very clean.
I was kind of wondering.
That was by Phillips.
You know, it's a three-point ball game. I was wondering if Lakers didn't need a timeout to go ahead and settle some things down.
So Sheridan gets called for the technical. He had two fouls before this. So technically that's his third. And the team's ninth. So double bonus for the next 96 seconds for Caro. And that puts Tyler Foster at the free throw line shooting two. Trying to make this a one-point ball game, and he can't make the first.
That is the first time I saw him miss, by the way.
22-19. Goes without saying, John, that you travel the countryside in the months of November and December to watch these teams play. Second free throw is good, and it's a two-point ball game, 22-20. And because of the technical foul, this gives the ball back to Caro at midcourt. 1:36 remains in the first half. Turnovers, the name of the game so far. Lakers with 12, putting Caro back into this ball game. Foster over to the left wing. To Strachan, Campbell to Phillips inside the paint, kicks it back outside, down to the baseline, Strachan, Campbell, and it's batted away, and Strachan somehow has it over to Graves, to Foster left wing.
It's not a hot potato, guys.
And it's exactly like a hot potato, 1:15 left. Foster resets to Phillips, and this one's stripped away and into the hands of Hunter Keim. Here comes Lakers.
Nice pass.
Transition bucket into the hands of Mason Williams is good. And back down to a four-point lead for the Lakers. 24-20, less than a minute to play in the first half. Sheridan dribbles down to, kicks it out, tried to feed it down to Graves, then goes right out of bounds. And the 12th turnover for Carroll gives the ball back to Lakers.
You know, if they just cut down on their turnovers, they might be leading this game, Carroll is.
50 seconds remaining. Mason Dubes dribbles, and it's stolen by Campbell. Campbell goes up for the layup from the right side, in for two. His first points of the night. Couldn't come at a better time for Carroll. 24-22, 38 seconds left. Mason Dubes dribbling, and it's nearly stolen, but Hunter Kimes able to hang on to it. Now Mason Pasek goes up on the right side, but it is blocked straight out of the gym by Trevin Phillips. A huge block, but he is called for the foul. This will be Phillips' second, team seventh, puts the free throw line. Mason Pasek for two shots.
Must have got him with the body. I was watching the upper.
4 points so far for Pasek as not attempted a free throw. The first one's no good. 32.2 seconds left. And a substitution for Carroll. Number three, Clint Davison. And number 24, Chris Walker, gives Phillips and Graves a breather to round out this first half.
Mason Pasek is shooting a 57% clip at the foul line.
And he didn't hit anything there, and that is airmailed right out of bounds. So that will result in technically a turnover. Eighth of the quarter, 14th of the night. And gives Carroll the ball back with 32 seconds left with the chance to tie it again. Foster dribbling in the backcourt to Davison. Davison across midcourt into the corner to number 24, Chris Walker. Back out to Davison. Davison to Campbell. Campbell surveying, 18 seconds left. Davison back over to Campbell, nearly stolen by Siegfried. Davison inside, and he traveled with it. 13th turnover for Carroll. 10.2 seconds left. Looks like Lakers will get the last chance to shoot here in the first half. 24-22, a two-point ball game. Lakers 6-1, Carroll 1-5. Feeds it inside, it's tipped. Mason Pasek puts it in, can't get it to fall. Rebound by Foster, and we have reached halftime with a two-point ball game. Lakers 24, Carroll 22, after two quarters of play, right here on the WNLW Sports Network. Lakers leads by two at the half.
You get more at Moore Motors. Denny King, the king of cars here at Moore Motors in Carroll. People ask me why I have so many customers that buy vehicles from me from across the state or even out of state. And my answer is easy. You get more at Moore Motor Sales. More savings. More for your trade-in. More old-school friendly customer service. More veteran sales staff that live and breathe the car business to take care of all of your automotive needs. More options with new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram brands all under one roof at one dealership, which means we also have more good certified used trade-ins. Come see me today, Denny the King of Cars, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we support our local communities, school athletics, When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb Bank be your